95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. I want to remind you that UGA is playing Missouri today. Pre-game is coming to your radio at 3 o'clock and kickoff is at 7. So make sure you keep it right here at 95.5 WSB. This hour, we're going to talk about your health. With the help of virtual imaging, I have Frankie Maldonado on the line with me. He couldn't be in studio today. Sad, because we always have a good time. And we have somebody that's going to give us a testimonial, John Loudon. If that name sounds familiar, John is the owner of Loud Security Systems here, a wonderful advertiser that we have on the radio frequently that you hear. And guys, thank you for spending a little time with us on the radio on Atlanta Living to get the word out to people about heart health and how wonderful it is to get your heart checked by virtual imaging. And Frankie, give us just a touch, brief indication about what virtual imaging does, and then we'll let John tell us about his testing.
Okay. First of all, miss you, Belinda. It's kind of strange not being in the office with you or in the studio with
yes.
you, but I'm excited, obviously, to be here to be able to talk about what we're doing and what you and WSB are so graciously able to help us promote in the community and get our word out there. And what we do, as you know so well, is we are promoting both heart health and, I guess you could say, your overall health of your torso. The amazing technology that we have access to is the electronic beam CT scanner, and the technicals of it are not as important as the results, which plain and simple means this. We are able to detect, and depending on when a patient starts to scan with us, we are able to detect in the earliest stages heart disease, and over 40 potential forms of cancer that could be silently developing in our bodies, unbeknownst to us. And I always talk about this, and I might have said it with you before, Belinda, but if any of us thinks of anyone we know, if it's a personal friend or family member or a celebrity that we're familiar with that lost their life or even had a tragic diagnosis of a heart disease or cancer, you always ask the question, did they know about it before the diagnosis?
Right.
And the answer is no, because if they did, they would have done something prior. And that's what's
sure.
so terrifying about this. So the machine we have is detecting these diseases so early. And on average, out of our facility, we're saving 4 to 5 lives every single day. It's remarkable.
So many times these heart attacks happen, or these severe blockages happen, and these people are zero symptomatic. No
Correct.
Symptoms whatsoever at all, which is amazing to me.
That is the most terrifying aspect of this is, again, I don't think there's a person walking around that doesn't look in the mirror and for the most part think, yeah, I feel great. I don't look as good as I did 5, 10, 20 years ago, but
right.
I feel great.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, something tragic is diagnosed or something tragic happens to them and we're all scratching our heads. How? They look good. I just talked to them. They
right.
were fine. And we have no idea.
Right, exactly. Okay, now I'm bringing on John Loud of Loud Security Systems. And John, unfortunately, you lost some very dear loved ones in your family at very early ages to heart disease and heart attacks. So why don't you tell us your story?
Yes, indeed. Good afternoon, Belinda. Hey, Frankie. I've never gotten to meet you, but I've been a customer of yours many a time to come in and see you all. So, Belinda, what I had shared with you is my mom was had passed away at the age of 57, sudden heart attack, which is now about 18 years ago. And I assure you it still shudders myself and my siblings
sure.
Continually. The crazy part is her mom was 59, and it was a sudden heart attack. And in each of these cases, like you just talked about, there was nothing going on in their health worlds that even led up to that.
Yeah.
And one of the other tragic ones to put all three together is my mom's sister was 50 years of age and on a vacation and just sudden heart attack. Here she is relaxing, and you would think something like that wouldn't happen at all. You know, but certainly being a longtime WSB listener through the years, I had heard the advertisements about virtual imaging and And, you know, it's one of those you hear once or twice and think about it. And I'm like, you know what? I need to listen to my own advice at times when we talk about loud security ads. I talk about, you know, don't wait, you know, act 30 days too early instead of one day too late.
Exactly.
You know, so many times it's that peace of mind that our services provide, and virtual imaging does exactly that. So I decided to make the phone call, schedule an appointment, and I do have to share, it was one of the easiest, most welcoming. There was certainly anxiety on my own part, and
I'm
the nervousness
sure.
of going in, the sense of uncertainty of what they will find and what does that mean after. But I'll tell you, also going into it, I was going to be relieved that if they did find something, this is something that I would have a chance to be aware of that my mom and grandmother and my aunt never had.
Right.
So I felt like there's really no lose. The lose really is if I choose to take no action and take up on the offer that virtual imaging was offering at that time. So anyway, I scheduled it, went over there. Everything went very smooth. Again, the group was very welcoming, kind of taking me in. And the one thing for my pace of life and world is one of the appeasing things for me was that I knew before I even left that day, they were able to give me my test results. And
oh,
I was
great.
Very proud to tell everybody that I scored a zero.
It's the first time and, you ever want to be a zero, right?
Exactly. Frankie, will you share what a zero means?
That John, and I look forward to meeting you next time you come in, buddy, but that is literally the only perfect score. And as Belinda said, probably the only time in our life we want to be called a zero is that very time you get your results. But that is a perfect score, buddy, and God bless you, because I'm not a zero. And you ready for this? I have no family history of heart disease. That's what's so scary for me.
Mm. Wow. And you're right. I mean, that is one of those that it's like, you know, part of this process to go even check out is that peace of mind to
yes.
to know. It's almost like if I'm not going to be a zero, guess what? I want to know. And as I've got a good friend, Alan, Chris Martin, I share with them, and they were cracking up, and I was telling them, hey, I'm a zero. And they're like, what do you mean? And it was just a fun way to encourage others. And I did that. I have an older sister, older brother, and a younger sister, and I did have some fun joy to call and tell them what that really meant. Unfortunately, they don't live in the Atlanta marketplace. They're coming to visit us in January, and I think I may have to kind of coordinate that out. They have gone to, you know, to get some places to check out, but I can just encourage others to be able to get that same peace of mind that you can
yes.
by the offers that you guys provide.
So, John, this is your baseline now, but you will need to continue getting checked. How often, Frankie, do you advise people to get checked? Because life does go on. Your stress does continue, John, and your eating habits do continue, and you do continue to age. So things will change.
That's exactly correct, Belinda. And so we have a program designed, as you know, where we encourage our patients to come in at least once a year for a scan. And that is not just of the heart, but of course the full body because of the spectrum of other things that could be potentially developing inside. But over the course of a year, you're right, we do see remarkable changes in the human body, not only because of age, but again, eating habits, lifestyle, genetics that mm-hmm. might rear their ugly head one time later in life with one individual and earlier with another person. So there are too many variables to just say, oh yeah, if you do it once every 5 years, every day, you're no worries. You know, people, and we use this little analogy, but people would never think of getting their teeth cleaned once every 5 to 10 years. If you did, you might lose a tooth.
Sure.
But in our circumstance, if people aren't staying in touch with and on top of their heart health or possible cancers that could be going, beginning to develop in the body, they can lose their life. And it might sound melodramatic. It's not meant to be. That is true, and it's happening too frequently. I mean, Alex Trebek is the perfect example, and I guess what they've said recently is he's taken a turn. And I think one of my coworkers had recognized a document where he had been quoted saying, I wish I would have known a little sooner. And
mm-hmm.
that's what it comes down to. When we're faced with it in the end, or when we're faced with that terrifying diagnosis, you always think, I wish I could have gone back. This is a chance to not have to say, I wish I could have gone back. Listen, we would love to have somebody in a 12-year program where we give them 12 years of, you're clean, you're clean, you're clean. Well, guess what? That's highly unlikely. It doesn't mean you'll have a deadly disease, but how do we know? We just don't know.
Right. Because your body changes over time. It's not a stagnant thing. It's constantly evolving.
That's exactly right.
Right. I've been lucky every time I've been tested. Knock on wood, I've been a zero. And I hold my breath every time the test results come back.
Yeah. Well, and then you get to celebrate.
And then I get to celebrate.
I've, I've definitely done it more than once. And look, at the age of 52, and when you got an aunt that was 50 that passed away, a mom at 57 that passed away, and a grandmother that was 59, you know, you're super sensitive to these years of life. And when you can get into the preventative factor, and you're right, Belinda, because I know I eat properly most rarely. Okay, often. or something, you know. Yeah. But it's one of those you just never know. I mean, when you think about the cancers, cancer in a sense of those,
sure.
It's not a matter of if it's probably more of a matter of when. I mean, I hope not, and I pray not. But if there's ways to get the testing to get the early diagnosis, because how many times that people don't know, and I know there's folks that listen that say, you know, if I go to a doctor, they're going to tell me bad things, like I should exercise more, eat better, or things like that. But it's when you look at the loved ones around you and the joys of life that have provided for you, you know, these are one of those peace of mind things. And again, as I said, I had to listen to my own guidance of, you know, taking action 30 days too early instead of one day too late. And we all know, whether through social media or the news, we hear the stories endlessly where somebody just diagnosed or somebody just passed away and we didn't even know why. And we internally look at ourselves and say, what am I doing to hope that that's not going to be a story about me next?
Right.
And this is a wonderful opportunity that you guys provide.
Well, John, thank you so much for telling us your personal story. Hopefully that will hit home to someone. The way I had to get my boyfriend to go is because he kept, you know, putting it off. And so I said, we're going to lunch Wednesday. So mark that on your calendar. And he thought we were going to a nice lunch. And we just pulled in virtual imaging and got out, and he was a captive audience.
You know what, Belinda, some people might think you're joking. She's telling the truth. That was, I think, a week ago or not,
yeah.
Not the week before last, and it was hysterical. She finally got him there. We've been talking about this for over a year, and so glad he finally made it in.
And he is a zero, and he was so relieved. He still brings it up. I can't believe I'm, you know, thank God I'm a zero. I was worried about the outcome, but the peace of mind.
Right.
But he, I had to, you know, hey, we're going to lunch.
Yeah. Let me assure you, though, this is not like, you know, the anxiety we all have going before a dentist appointment.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, this is a mile. This is not like that where, you know, when I think about a pet going to the vets where they want to just jump out the window. Because, again, remember, either way, you win. You win when you find out, hey, I've got a zero or I'm all good. Or you win because if there is something, it's probably best to know now.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better ourselves. We're going to take a break. John, thanks for joining us. And you're on your way to the UGA game against Missouri. Bring us some luck, okay?
Go dogs.
Okay, thank you, John. Frankie, stay by us. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on 95.5 WSB. Thank you, Scott, and welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Hey, I want to tell you, one of Atlanta's most beloved columnists, Louis Gazzard, was inducted into the Atlanta Press Club Hall of Fame on November the 7th. And as a special gift, AJC readers are sharing some of his most memorable columns. It's going to be from published years ago. In the AJC this weekend, 12-page special in Sunday's AJC. So if you're a Louis Gazzard fan like I am, you'll want to pick up tomorrow's AJC. That's going to be something pretty special. So, Frankie, welcome back to the show. And we're going to be taking your calls about virtual imaging, heart health care. If you have questions about getting the test from virtual imaging, if you've had the test and you have questions, if you're having trouble with your heart or understanding what a virtual imaging EBCT scan is, give us a call, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. So I went in, Frankie, like we said earlier, it was an absolute breeze. I think it took 15 minutes. The hardest part was for me to hold my breath for 12 seconds. I was like, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah. You know what? And I want to say something real quick, Belinda. And if we can, I want to make sure I make this comment near the end of the show, because I know sometimes people aren't listening during the entire segment that you have with us. But I want to address a lot of things that have been happening within our office, meaning that we'll have patients who have been set up and scheduled for a consultation to come in and have their free heart scan, and then they call back and they cancel their consultation. They say, no, we're not going to come in, and it's because they said they read something online. And it's really important that I address this right now,
okay.
And I'll tell you why. Because we have, without question, had people that have put bad comments and made bad remarks about our company on various sites on the internet. And while we wish those didn't happen, we cannot control the perception that some people will have. And it's interesting because when a person who has come into our office makes it a point of putting on there, don't go to virtual imaging, or you can get by doing this and saying this and helping people to manipulate something that we're trying to do as a service to people.
Right.
It's one of the most irresponsible things I've ever seen. And I'll tell you what, shame on them for doing it. And the reason is, when an individual determines they're not going to come into our facility and they're not going to have our scan, a life maybe is not going to be saved. And people are putting their trust in a total stranger. I always propose this. If any single person would go online and look up a company that they have nothing but complete conviction and trust in, a restaurant chain, a hotel chain, whatever, they will find negative reviews about them. The worst thing you're going to hear about us is somebody might say they felt they were pushed, or that the person they met with gave them a consultation was pushy.
Yeah.
There's a fine line between pushy and passion, and we're very passionate about the things we do. And sometimes maybe it comes across that way, and I apologize. But please do not let a total stranger dissuade you from coming into our facility to possibly have your life saved. And if you come in and have anything short of what your expectation is, ask for me. My name is Frankie Maldonado. I'm the director of operations, and I will do everything I can to make things right for you. And I assure you, your life may change because of it.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break, Frankie. We'll come back with your calls, 404-872-0750. We'll be back right after this.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. This half hour, we're talking about your heart health and how to keep you as healthy and preventative maintenance on your body as possible. And that's what it's all about, keeping you away from the hospitals and the doctors as long as possible, preventative medicine, and with the help of virtual imaging. And we have Frankie Maldonado from Virtual Imaging. And Frankie, thanks for spending a little bit of time with us here on this beautiful Saturday.
Belinda, it is honestly always a pleasure. Again, I just wish I was in studio with you. This feels a little different.
It feels a little different. It does. But this is a great day for Georgia to be playing at home against Missouri. And pregame show is at 3 o'clock right after Atlanta Living. Kickoff is coming your way at 7 o'clock. So keep that dial right there to 95.5 WSB, home of the Dogs. So we have a caller on the line. If you would like to join us, 404-872-0750. If you have a question about virtual imaging or something's going on with your heart, you not feeling your best, or you have a question about a loved one, or what virtual imaging actually does, we'd love to hear from you. 404-872-0750, and we're going to speak with Monica in Carrollton. Monica, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help you?
Well, I first wanted to tell your listeners that my dad unfortunately passed away at the early age of 59, very healthy, playing basketball when he passed, actually. And I'm 58 years old, and I cannot imagine only living one more year and all the things that he missed out on and I would miss out on.
Yeah.
So I vowed before my 59th birthday that I would go ahead and do something like this. So
good.
Brought my husband along and had our heart scan, and I'm happy to say, just like you, I'm a zero.
Oh, excellent. Join the zero club.
Exactly. However, my husband, who has no family history of any heart issues, was a 651.
Oh, boy.
So that gave us the opportunity for him to immediately go to a cardiologist, and so he's he's working on, you know, some meds and some different things that he needs to do. But my question to you today is, I have some siblings that live out of state, and they said, well, we want to make sure that we don't take after our father, and you know, we want to do this as well. And is there a location that's outside of Georgia to go to?
We do not have a franchise at another location, but just so you know, well, a couple things. One is that there are only, maybe a dozen facilities like ours in the country, and I hope to be able to set up reciprocity with a number of them in the upcoming year. Again, that is not in place yet. But any time, Monica, that your family will be coming to visit you, whether we're running a promotional or not, please either call and mention my name, call and mention Belinda's name, and I'll be sure that we honor the ability to get your family in and get them a free heart scan no matter what is going on at what time within our facility.
Thank you so much. That is awesome. And I will take you up on that. They all come in sometime around the holidays, so we'll see what we can do.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Monica, work this the right way and say this is their Christmas gift, that you're giving them a free heart scan, and you've got that checked off the list, and work it that way.
I like it. You know what? I don't have to trick them like you had to do. They are also asking about it because, you know, we all want to make sure that we don't take after my dad in that aspect.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Well, at least he's going to honor the free heart scan. That's terrific. And
yes,
get
ma'am.
Them
that
get
is
them
awesome.
In.
Thank you so much for that.
You're very welcome.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. 40 minutes after 1 o'clock, an absolutely gorgeous day outside. A little bit on the chilly side, but you can wear one of your very cool fall sweaters, and it's boot weather and maybe even fireplace weather tonight. So as you're watching the Georgia game. And back to the phone lines we go. If you would like to join us, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And we have Toby in Lilburn. Toby, you're on WSB. How can we help you?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
My question is, how much of heart issues are genetics versus how much are just the way we live or improper eating?
Well, that's a real good question. And there are a number of factors, Toby, from, again, genetics, which unfortunately we can't get around what's in our blood, to lifestyle. Lifestyle could be everything from, does a person eat well? Do they exercise, smoke cigarettes, drink alcohol? Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, sleep is another factor in heart health they've determined, as well as the cleanliness of your teeth and the plaque and calcium that develops on your teeth. So there are a number of variables. I don't believe, sir, that there is one category that you can say this is more important than that, because it's all about the genetic makeup, and I don't think they've been able to in a concrete way determine whether one thing is more dangerous than another. We have a number of patients that come through our facility, Toby, who have zero calcium score, or rather a zero calcium score, that had a normal blood pressure, normal cholesterol level, and others that have high blood pressure and high cholesterol that still have a zero. So there is no definitive way to determine that, but I think anyone and everyone has to be concerned about this, because heart disease is the number one killer in the world, not just in the United States, for decades.
Okay,
wow.
Thank you.
So say that last part again, Frankie.
That heart disease is the number one killer, not just in America, in the world, for decades. And it's not just all these people that have genetic backgrounds that make them predisposed to heart disease, or that people who are not having healthy lifestyles. We can point to somebody like Bob Harper from The Biggest Loser, who at 51 has a massive heart attack. Back in the 70s, Jim Fix, who wrote the book on running that was the fitness guru, dies of a massive heart attack in his late 50s. People are dying that are in professional athletes are dying of heart disease and had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no
running marathons.
Correct. Correct. And again, running them one day, feeling great, and the next day they have a heart attack, and it's like, wait, I just had a physical, and I was, you know, they told me that my husband was fine, that my brother was fine, that my father was fine.
Yeah.
There's no rhyme or reason to this. It's terrifying.
Okay. And that's where virtual imaging comes in. You can really get a scan of your heart, your lungs, or a full body scan, and you get the whole picture from the neck to the pelvis and really see what's going on in the body and get early detection of so many different areas of the body and detect, what did you say, 40 different types of cancers?
Potentially 40 different cancers. And you know what, Belinda, you just said something because you mentioned the lung and so forth. Why don't we do something for the last segment on this show?
Yeah.
Anybody who calls in, and Nikki is at our office answering phone calls, let's do the heart and lung free for anybody that calls in the next, well, we'll say for the duration of the show and through the rest of the day to book with Nikki. You call in, we'll give you a free heart and lung. Let's help as many people as we can.
Oh, I'd love that. Okay. Free heart and lung to anybody who calls in the rest of the day, right?
Correct. Correct.
And now if you can't, if the line is busy, you can leave a message and they will get back to you.
That's correct.
Yes. And that number to call is 770-730-0119 to get your free heart and lung scan. Folks, it doesn't get any easier than that, other than me picking you up at your house and carrying you to the heart scan. It's a virtual imaging. So take advantage of that. Thank you for your call, Toby. All right. It's 44 minutes after 1 o'clock. Let's go back to the phone lines and speak with Chuck in Social Circle. Chuck, you're on WSB. How are you today, sweetheart?
Not very well, dear. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is.
It sounds like I got Frankie Maldonado on the phone. He's going to tell me about a colonography.
Do you want information about the virtual colonography?
Yeah, I'm trying to get scheduled for it. I'm having a hard time.
Okay, we can get that done. If you're having a difficult time getting through there, buddy, just if you want to call on Monday morning or any time during Monday, ask for me, and I'll make sure I get you on the calendar for that. Obviously, we try to make that schedule the very first scheduled appointment of every day because you're fasting the night before.
Yep.
And don't forget, and I think you probably already know this, sir, but you can get that done on Saturday mornings as well.
Mm.
But the virtual colonographies are generally being booked several weeks out because, again, we do those in the very, very first appointments of the day. So if you can't get through today, call on Monday. Make sure you get a hold of me, and I'll be sure to make sure we get you on the calendar, okay?
Good. Can I combine that with any of the others?
It's a great question. No, sir. We always recommend that when you get a scan of any kind, that you wait somewhere between 45 to 60 days in between scans, even though it's minimal radiation. It gives the body a chance to just kind of eliminate.
Good. We've talked many times.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
We've talked many times. I've been there twice. Wife and I have been there twice. Thanks to Belinda.
Oh,
we started
thank you,
out,
Chuck.
And we are members.
Now, what was your name? I apologize. I didn't hear it. I'm on the phone,
Chuck,
actually.
Chuck.
Oh, it's Chuck.
Chuck Dahlbeck.
Oh, hey, Chuck. How are you, buddy?
Good, buddy.
Yeah, give me a call on Monday. Consider it done. I'll get you scheduled. Not a problem.
Thanks.
Great to speak with you again.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for calling. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Do you want to explain what the virtual colonography is?
Yes. The virtual colonography is the now widely acceptable alternative to the traditional and extremely invasive colonoscopy.
Which I endured this week.
You did?
I did. Not fun.
Oh, my God. Well, then you can speak about it firsthand as I can. But from now on, Belinda, you're going to have to come in and do the VC because the virtual colonography, instead of having potentially 3 to 5 feet worth of tubing going through the bends and curls of your colon, you have about a 4-inch length of a mechanism that enters our body. It's got a very small, probably about a quarter to a quarter, maybe to a half inch diameter mechanism with a perforated tip that has a three-dimensional camera, and only from that 4-inch insertion can see the entire length of our colon and detect potentially 4 different cancers on the interior and exterior walls of your colon. So it's a pretty remarkable procedure. You're not given an anesthesia, which takes that danger out of the equation. You do feel the only thing, and I have not had it done yet, that I've been told by my patients is that you do have a little bit of a bloated feeling because they do blow a little air into your colon to give it an expansion for the visibility through the camera.
Oh, okay. That's much better than what I went through. But I have a polyp issue, so I have to do it the old-fashioned way.
That is true. If you have a polyp, they would have to go do that to remove it for the biopsy, correct?
Yes. So I'm not fortunate enough like Chuck there to be able to do the colonography.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with our final segment of virtual imaging. So hang on the line. We'll try to get to as many of you as we possibly can. It's always a very popular segment when we have virtual imaging on, and Frankie is the man. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Our guest is Frankie Maldonado with Virtual Imaging, and we'll take your calls. But our guest earlier was John Loud of Loud Security, and he had the best slogan. It's his slogan for his business, but we can use it so well in this scenario about getting checked early and preventive health. And he said, better to act 30 days early than one day late. And you can really take that to heart, You can take that to heart with getting preventive health done and acting on your own accord.
That is so true, Belinda. I mean, this is, again, we've talked about this with your boyfriend before we finally got him in there. This is not the time to have the ignorance is bliss mentality.
Yes.
Take the action. Please see us for yourself. Come in, experience what we're doing. Our program is designed for long-term care, but trust me, if you do not have the means or the desire to have the long-term care program that we're offering, come in and get your free heart scan.
Yes.
In this case, now your heart and lung, and find out what's going on.
Heart and lung for free. If you call today through the end of the day, just dial 770-730-0119. That's Virtual Imaging. You can go, you can't book online, but if you want to check them out online, virtualimagingatlanta.com.
Belinda, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Make it through, they can call up through the weekend. Let them call on Sunday as well, because we only have however many hours left in the day where Nikki's going to be in the office. Leave messages, but they can call tomorrow as well. Let's get as many people in to see what we're doing and to help as we possibly can.
That's very generous of you. Okay, through Sunday, okay? Call 770-730-0119. I'm going to squeeze one last call in. We've got about a minute left. Pat in Woodstock, can you get your question or comment in about a minute?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I've had the scan several years ago, and I have a question. But first of all, I want to say it was refreshingly professional, very, very helpful, very friendly. They gave me all the options that I needed or wanted, and no pressure.
Oh,
I just
great.
Want to say it
Thank
was
you.
A very pleasant visit, and I was a zero. Yay!
Yay!
Okay, so here's my next question. Those of us who have had a zero, what would you recommend, Frankie, for follow-up? I'm 75. That was probably about 4 or 5 years ago. Should I come back sometime?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Let me just say this because I know we're up against a break. Come in. Come see us. Take advantage of this. I don't care if you were in 2 years ago. Come in and see us again. I can't tell you how many times we see people with perfect zeros for 2-3 years, and then year 4 something happens, or more importantly, we might find something on one of the internal organs. We just don't know. I always say this. Remember, the person who's 1,000, they were a zero at one time, too. Everybody starts at zero, and it can only go up from there.
Okay,
come in and see us.
Okay, Pat, we're going to have to end it there. Frankie, thank you so much for joining us in the studio. Call 770-730-0119 for that heart and lung scan from Virtual Imaging. We'll be back right after this.